Okay. Hello. So recently, I got a new vibrator. This is actually my first vibrator. And I've decided to hit two birds with one stone and do a hysterical reading. I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's actually really scary. I'm gonna be reading the first chapter of The Last Unicorn until I either come or I can't think straight. Whichever comes first. So, oh gosh. Oh. Okay. The Last Unicorn by Peter Beagle. Chapter 1. Unicorn lived in a lilac wood, and she lived all alone. Oh, she was very old, though she did not know it, and she was no longer the careless color of sea foam, but rather the color of snow falling in the moonlit night. Oh, okay, get it together. But her eyes were still clear and unwearied, and she moved like a shadow on the sea. She did not look anything like a horned horse, as unicorns are often pictured, being smaller and cloven-hoofed, possessing the oldest, wildest grace that horses never had. That deer only have in a shy, thin imitation, and goats in dancing mockery. Her neck was long and slender. Oh, God. It was soft as dandelion fluff. As fine as citrus. Oh, okay. That's higher. This next setting. And she had pointed ears and thin legs with the feathers of white hair that at the ankles. And the long horn above her eyes shone, shivered with its own seashell light. Even in the deepest midnight, she had killed dragons. She had killed dragons with and healed a king whose poison would not close, and knocked down ripe chestnuts for bear cubs. Okay, next setting. Oh, unicorns are immortal. It is their nature to live alone in one place, usually a forest where there is a pool clear enough for them to see themselves. For they are a little vain, knowing themselves to be the most beautiful creatures in all of the world, and magic. Besides, they mate very rarely, and no place is more enchanted than one where a unicorn has been born. The last time she had seen another unicorn, young virgins would still come seeking her now and then. I called to her in a different tone, and then she had no idea of months and years and centuries, or even of seasons. Seasons. It was always spring in her forest because she lived there, and she wandered all day among the beech trees. Keeping watch over the animals that lived in the ground and under the bushes, and haunted. Okay. She had called her in a different tongue. Then she had no idea of months and years and centuries or even of seasons. It was always spring in her forest because she lived there and she wandered all day among the great beech trees, keeping watch over the animals that lived in, that lived in the ground and under bushes and nests and caves, earths and treetops, generation after generation, wolves and rabbits alike. They hunted and had children and died, as the unicorn did none of these things. She never grew tired of watching them. Oh, one day it happened that two men with long bows rode through her forest hunting for deer. The unicorn followed them, moving so warily that not even the horses knew she was near. The sight of men filled her with an old, slow, strange mixture of tenderness and terror. She never let anyone see her if she could help it, but she, like, twitched right by and hears them talking. Oh, I gotta finish. I have to try. I mislike the feel of this forest, the elder of the two hunters grumbled. Creatures that lived in the unicorn's wood learned a little magic of their own in time, mainly concerned with disappearing. You'll find no game here. Oh, unicorns are long gone. If needed, they were never there. This is a forest like any other. Then why do the leaves never fall here? Or the snow? I tell you, there is one unicorn left in the world. Good luck to the lonely old thing, I say. As long as it lives in this forest, there won't be a hunter that takes so much as a titmouse home at his saddle. Ride on, ride on, you'll see. I know their ways, unicorns. Okay. That's not that bad. Where was I? From books, answered the other. Only from books and tales and songs. Not in the region of Three Kings has there even been a whisper of a unicorn seen in this country or any other. You know more about unicorns than I do. I've read them in books and heard the same stories. And I've never seen one either. The first hunter was silent for a time. The second whistled sourly to himself. And then the first said, my great-grandmother saw a unicorn once. She used to tell me about it when I was little. Oh, indeed. Did she capture it with the golden brittle? No. No, she didn't have one. You don't have to have a golden brittle to catch a unicorn. Oh, God. Oh, God. That part's the fairy tale. You need only to be pure of heart. Yes, yes, the older man chuckled. Did she ride her unicorn then bareback under the trees like a nymph in the early days of the world? My great-grandmother was afraid of large animals, said the first hunter. She didn't ride it. Oh, but she sat very still. The unicorn put its head in her lap and fell asleep. My great-grandmother never moved until it woke. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. What did it look like? Oh, Pliny describes the unicorn as being very ferocious. Ferocious. Okay. Similar in
the rest of its body to a horse with the head of a deer, the feet of an elephant, the tail of a bear, and deep billing voice, a single black horn, 2 cubits in length. The Chinese, my great-grandmother said, only that the unicorn had a good smell. She could never abide the smell of any beast, even a cat or cow, let alone a wild thing. But she loved the smell of a unicorn. She began to cry once, telling me about it. Of course, she was a very old woman then, and cried at everything. She then reminded her of her youth. Let's turn around and hunt somewhere else. Snacker Hunter said abruptly. The unicorn stepped softly into the thicket as they turned their horses, took up trotting where they were well ahead of her once more. The men, oh god, oh god. The men rode in silence until they were hearing the edge of the forest. Oh, why did I go away? If there are ever such things, who knows? Times change. Why would you call the sage go on for unicorns? I wonder if any man before us has ever had the good time for unicorns. It seems to me now that I have heard stories. But I was sleepy with wine. I was thinking of something else. No matter. There's light enough yet to hunt. If we hurry, come. They broke out of the woods, kicked our horses to a gallop, and dashed away. They were out of sight. The first hunter looked back over his shoulder and called, just as though he could see the unicorns standing in the shadow. Stay where you are, poor beast. This is no world for you. Stay in your forest. Keep your trees green. And your friends long-lived. Pay mind to the young girls. They never become anything more than silly old women. 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 And good luck to you. The unicorn stood still at the edge of the forest and said aloud, I am the only unicorn there. The first word she had spoken even to herself more than 100 years. Oh my god, that can't be. She thought she'd never minded being alone, never seeing another unicorn. It's because she always known that there were others like her in the world, and a unicorn needs no more than that for company. Oh, but I would know if all the others were gone. I'd be gone too. Nothing can happen to them. It does not happen to me. I can't take it. No, I can't. I can't read anymore. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's so strong. Okay. Oh, that was different. Oh, God. Oh, I didn't even finish half of the chapter. Oh, I'm a failure. Oh, but I was different. I didn't think I was going to talk at the end of this. Jeez. Ooh, so wet. Fuck. Well, maybe I'll do this again. One day. Not today. Fuck it. Whatever.